The advertising industry calls it branding. It involves giving a name to a product that will sound positive, help it attract users and customers. The foundation of branding is seen as truth. Truth is a value spoken about frequently in the Bible, spotlighting its value and importance. Here's what 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says about truth. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Yet there are times when branding isn't always truthful. Take, for example, what has become known as Christian nationalists. Sounds positive. Well, all counts, doesn't it? I mean, unless you're an atheist, there's no problem with Christian. Nationalists, that makes you think patriotism, love of country, again, all things positive. Christian nationalism is the branding that a growing group of people in America use to publicly identify themselves on the street as well as on the pulpit. However, within their own ranks, they refer to themselves as white Christian nationalists. The addition of that first word makes you see a different product, does it not? There was a time when people like white Christian nationalists would operate in the darkness behind closed doors. Not today. Remember the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville a few years ago? That audio was courtesy of Vice News. The true goals of the white Christian nationalists has nothing to do with Christianity. Well, sure, they have pastors standing with them. If you want to call them pastors, they stand on the pulpit shouting obscenities during what they call their teachings. They want a nation where Christians reign and others are either subservient or are outright removed and only white people have the control and the power. Titus chapter 3, verse 10 addresses these people and what to do with them. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition. I have to question whether any white Christian nationalist has actually even read the Bible, since there are countless teachings that pour water on the fires that they're setting. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. There's also this from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For he himself, meaning Jesus, is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. White Christian nationalism is behind the huge increase we've seen of acts of anti-Semitism in America and elsewhere. The perpetrators see themselves as Christians doing God's work. Romans chapter 3, verse 29 addresses that falsehood. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. The white Christian nationalists consider themselves to be part of the army of God, assigned to engage in spiritual warfare against the enemy. They see that engagement as committing acts of violence. How does that line up with what's said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. If violence is the answer, as it's seen by the white Christian nationalist, then they are going completely counter to what Jesus taught. Let's turn to Luke chapter 22, verses 50 and 51. This is when the guard came to arrest Jesus. Reading here, and one of them struck the servant, meaning one of the apostles, struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, no more of this. And he, Jesus, touched his ear and healed him. I have saved the best for last to address the white Christian nationalists with. Take note of that first word again, white. Keep that in mind as we go to Numbers chapter 12, starting with verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, and he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, "Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward, and he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house." Ethiopian woman. A black woman. That's right, white Christian nationalist. Moses was in an interracial marriage. Ponder that for a bit. So, how do we address the white Christian nationalist? Not to confront, but to bring them into a loving reality that God and his son Jesus provides. On their terms, with anger and violence? Hardly. It's only the light from God that can overcome the darkness created by Satan. Our marching orders come from Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Jesus speaking, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. That light you hold is the word of God, so let it shine."